Welcome to episode 2 of Journeys in Health, Nutrition, and Fitness. Our guest today is Natalia Harvey. Today we will discuss Natalia's journey post-gastric sleeve and how that put her on a path to help others with what she learned. I was inspired by Natalia because I witnessed the transformation and knew her before through mutual friends. I think it's important to share Natalia's story because people can sometimes see surgery as cheating without knowing the circumstances that come before it and the work required after. Now it's time to tune into Journeys in Health, Nutrition, and Fitness with our special guest, Natalia Harvey. Okay. All right. Hello, everyone. This is Stephanie here with Journeys in Health, Nutrition, and Fitness. And I'd like to welcome my special guest, Miss Natalia Harvey. Hi, Natalia.
Hello. Hello, hello.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to start off every podcast for Journeys in Nutrition, Health, and Fitness with an icebreaker. And so the icebreaker is, how did we meet? Do you remember how we met?
Yes. We met through mutual friends. Who y'all consider now family, years ago, who is now her husband. Amen.
Okay. So, well, yeah, that's how we met then. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll go ahead and jump right into it. And what we're going to do now, what I'm going to ask you about is, what was your life like prior to your journey, before you began your journey into health, fitness, and nutrition?
A struggle with health and fitness and nutrition. And that's what it was. It was a struggle. It was a yo-go. It was a yo-yo going up and down with learning what I should eat, what I shouldn't eat, depression, and trying to figure it out and nothing not working because I wasn't sticking to anything.
Okay. What do you wish you had known before you started on your journey?
I wish I would have known how to love myself now because I didn't then. Mm-hmm. And understanding that everything's a process and it all starts within. Mm-hmm. It's mind, it's mental. Mental. You can't do nothing without your mind being right.
If you don't have it here, it's not going to work. No. Okay, so if you can, in a textbook for dummies, and I'm not calling anybody dummy, but if you can, in a short synopsis, tell everyone what it is that started your fitness journey.
The fitness part?
Fitness, health, fitness, and nutrition. I guess basically tell them about your decision to go with the gastric sleeve.
Oh, okay. I'm a believer in God, right? So I was introduced to a young lady of my job description. I've seen about children who have behavior issues working for the state. And the mother was overweight, and one day she came to me and was like, hey, you ever heard about the gastric sleeve? I'm like, girl, I have no surgery. That's not for me. And she was like, what you mean? I was like, girl, I never had no surgery out here. Can't nobody table getting cut up. I'll be all right. And then I met her best friend. She said, because one day she's like, I'm going to choose my best friend. She's actually already had the surgery, and I'm going in 2 months to have it. So that's what happened. I met her. I met her best friend. I was just like, wow. And they both talked to me about it, and, you know, went through the whole process of it. And then they added me to a group that is a very popular group called Black Women Get Sleeved Too. I stayed in that group actually for almost a year, just watching the group to see what it was about, seeing all these amazing people have the surgery. I wanted to know, like, detail for detail, the whole process before I even decided. And I went through the whole year of researching and watching doctors. And one day I was laying there crying and upset because my child had asked me why I never, like, danced and did cartwheels with her and played with her on the floor while I was just sitting on the couch. Because I was and big and tired. Who can do this? I'm going to follow him. So this wasn't happening. So that's what woke me up. Like, I know I need to do it for myself, but my kids were my motivation. So I reached out to the same doctors. I mean, they led me through the process of the same doctors, same everything. They told me how to call my insurance company. And I did exactly what they did. And when I said, and I prayed about it. And when I say it went just like that. So I always say that it was God's timing with it.
Okay. What hurdles did you personally face and how did you overcome them? You know, when you go through any kind of transition, whatever it is, life, having kids, whatever it may be, there are always hurdles and you have to overcome them. In health, nutrition, and fitness, there are always hurdles. So what were those hurdles for you and how did you overcome them?
Probably knowledge, money. I think money is like number one and that's like the number one thing people give to me is money, because how am I gonna pay for this food to eat? Well, how am I gonna pay for a go to a gym? How am I gonna pay for a personal trainer? How am I gonna pay for this? Or how am I gonna pay for that? How am I gonna stay on one diet and got my kids on another diet? I think that was a hurdle. Or going to all these things. My dad's a cook. He barbecues and wants everybody to come eat this kind of cook for free. He want to go buy 10 slabs of ribs. So it was like everybody over here eating. That's the thing to do. They're from the country too. Everything's evolved around food. All my friends, everything we do, I realized was evolved around food. So every time you want to go hang out with your friends, it's like, okay, we got to go eat. Dang, like, can we do something other than eat?
Right.
So that's a big hurdle. Money, knowledge, not knowing what to do when I say knowledge, not knowing how to start, where to start, just what to do in general to get yourself started. Especially when you're going to the gym, you don't want to go in the gym looking crazy. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Okay. Now this question isn't on the agenda, but this is something that I want to ask and I want to put out there because there are a lot of, there is a lot of negativity out there or misconception concerning weight loss surgery. And I will say this for me, you know, I didn't have weight loss surgery, but I wasn't at a point where I needed to, you know, I did it what people might call quote unquote the traditional way. What I have an issue with is when people have the weight loss surgery and they start going to the gym and they act like they didn't have, they kind of like, and I understand that that's your business and you may not want to tell anybody, but don't lead people to believe that some tea, some pills, something other than what you had done assisted you with that. So can you speak to that? Because I know when you had your surgery and, you were honest about it and you were also honest about the work that came behind it. So it wasn't just you had the surgery and I ain't finna do shit else. You know, you have been consistent since you had it. So can you speak a little bit about that?
Yes. I take
if you've had any experience where somebody tried to say, well, you had a weight loss surgery, so blah 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 blah.
Yes. So for one, let me tell y'all. Weight loss surgery is a tool. Weight loss surgery is just like drinking a tea, just like getting some shots, getting what else? Anything. Drinking some magic drink, taking some blue pills, yellow pills, white pills. That is the same thing sleeve is. Only thing sleeve is, it costs more, and it's probably going to be more effective, to be honest. Your doctor, well, a good doctor, which I had, he was very upfront. He said, baby, if you don't lose your first 100 pounds by 6 months, baby, you might as well forget it. He said, once you hit 6 months, that's it with the sleeve. You ain't getting no more work. It ain't nothing going to happen for you, honestly. If you ain't lost that first 100 pounds, you might as well, it might be a wrap. Might as well be a wrap for you. So I hate the conception that people think that you have this sleeve, now you little. I can probably list at least 100 people in Columbus that everybody know who done had the sleeve surgery here in Columbus. That y'all friends, y'all homegirls, and y'all wouldn't even think they had the sleeve because they don't look like they had a sleeve because they didn't do nothing after. I took this beat more than just trying to look little for somebody else. I actually took this into my for my health, my consideration. I mean, I haven't got to the point now, I like the fit life. I feel like I'm already healthy. And I got there through this process, but I think I like the whole idea of being fit. So after I got sleeves, which was in 2017, June, I went through, I was working hard. I just did the I did the minimum for the first 6 months. Not the minimum, I did the basic, what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to eat how they tell you to eat, which is like pretty much, you can't eat. Your stomach ain't gonna allow you to eat. it ain't nowhere around it. If you eat, you're forcing yourself to eat, which is what happens to a lot of people. They can't stick with it because it's mental. It's all mind. Your stomach may have gone small, but you're just how we got bigger because our stomach stretched out. The same thing's gonna happen again once you start just pounding the food back into you. You might be sick for the first couple of months, but after a while, your stomach goes back to normal. Like now, my stomach is back to normal, y'all. It's no sleeve, it's no little pee, it's not the size of a baby no more. My stomach is the same size as everybody else's stomach. A normal size stomach, I might say, which is supposed to be the size of your fist. That's how big your stomach is supposed to be. That's how big my stomach is, okay? It's not the size of a baby's fist anymore, which is what the sleeve did for me, to help restrict the food intake. So I did that for about 6 months, and then I went and my mind started changing. Like, I kind of tell you, well, what you gonna do? How far you wanna go? How we gonna get the rest of this weight off? I joined a gym. I joined Insane Fitness and decided to take a challenge. The first time I ever gave somebody that much money to help me hurt. who paid somebody that money to get pain? But it was the best decision of my life. Because I no longer did it to lose weight. I wanted to be fit. That was like a whole switch over for me. I knew I could do it. And being in the gym, and it was the fact that I would see other people come in the gym who were smaller than me, and they couldn't do.
But you could
at that time, I was gonna do five burpees. Do five burpees, and she only a size two, and she talking about, oh, I ain't coming back to this gym. But I'm like, ooh, I'm over here still 250 pounds. I didn't get five burpees. You can do it too. So that it was I knew then it was all mental. The sleeve, and it just went from there. Like, it just became a ripple effect. Like, it's a rush for me, like, to be in the gym and work out. I work out. That's the reason why I look the way I look. It's a real high. I look the way I look now, y'all, is because I work out, and it's the way I eat, which is not sleeve. I probably eat more than y'all eat, to be honest. I eat every 2 hours, and it's a full course meal, except my two snacks. But I eat a full breakfast. I eat a snack. I eat a full lunch. I eat a snack. I eat a full dinner. And before I go to bed, then what? I'm eating a snack. I tell people all the time, I'm greedy. I just told some girls in the chat group, you want to go out to eat with me? Just know, I'm going to order two meals just to taste two different plates, and I'm not sharing. I'm greedy. So that's another reason why I work out. I like food. That never went away. Me liking food and the way it tastes, that never went away. So I have to work out. I like food. It's good. It's good to my tummy. I just eat a different kind of food. Now I eat a plant-based diet, which that might be another question for you, so I won't say nothing.
That's another episode that you're going to be on, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
Okay, so what helped you along the way, whether it was people, videos, books, outside of, we already know, you know, it's been established, and I tell people this all the time, that it's a mental thing. You know, you've already said that you have to have it here before you can do anything else. What outside of you having it in you helped you along your journey?
Other people like you. Other people really hype me up. Now that I'm a personal fitness trainer, they really hype me up. When they see me get extra hot, they say, they be like, how do you have all this energy? I'm like, y'all don't know that y'all giving this energy. It's like God has some kind of vault between you and me. Yes. I don't know. I get a joy out of helping others now, honestly. every time somebody inbox me, like, and just say, just want to know that you encouraged me today, or you motivated me to get back up today. And it's like so crazy because it's people who I don't even think even look at my page. I'm like, I ain't even liking it on my page.
Right.
But you stay in my inbox. I'm like, how does this work in life? I used to be, at one point in time, I used to be like, why don't we have all these likes? But then I got 5,000 inboxes.
Yep.
But hey, people are private. They don't want people to know what they're watching.
Right.
And what they really need in life, because they got something going on. So I stopped thinking like that, and I just enjoy and accept all you the inboxes.
Like, yeah, they tell you, I follow you. I don't comment, or I don't like, but they'll tell you something. I was watching your video, and I was like, damn,
yeah. And it's so crazy to be men, women. It be like, people like, okay. So other people really is what gets me going.
Okay. What is a common myth that you heard about health, nutrition, fitness, or any one of those that you've heard that based on your experience was true or not? So I'll give you an example so for example, you hear exercising gives you energy. Do you agree with that or do you disagree with that based on your experience? But you don't have to use that one. You can use any myth that you've heard about fitness or nutrition or health, that based on your experience, either it's true or not.
I'll tell you what is, I don't even know if it's a myth.
Or a saying, maybe not a myth, but maybe something you've heard said about.
Okay. This is my belief. This is what I live by. You need to burn 500,000 calories a day. To lose weight? You need to what? No. That's not how you lose weight. That's not how we're gonna lose weight, boo. So that will be mine, because I hate when people do that. I hate to see someone if I go in the gym every single day and I see the same person who's overweight on the treadmill doing the same thing over and over, and I can physically look at them and be like, you ain't lost not a pound. And you could be, and I hate it, because you can be eating right, mm-hmm. and you really pushing yourself, and you're in your mind, you're like, man, why this ain't working for me? Is it, what's gonna happen that next month? You're going to quit because you're gonna be like, man, this junk do not work. You right. folks is lying. Exercise and dieting doesn't work. It's because you've been taught wrong. We have been taught that we need to burn all these calories and just do cardio to lose weight, and that's a myth. That is not how we, that's not how you lose weight. That's not what's important.
Right.
So that would be mine.
Okay. What makes you feel inspired or like your best self? Inspired or like your best self. What makes you feel like this is like Natalia on 10,000? What makes you feel that way?
Oh, when I can, when a male tells me, I can't believe you lifting that. I be in the gym lifting, they be like, you lift that much? Boy, or you squat that much? And I'm like, you watching me? You looking at me? I ain't doing that. So that makes me like, man.
That's why you big up here and you got little spaghetti legs.
Yeah. Correct. Because all you doing is doing this. I need you to get on the squat.
Yeah. Put that on your legs, bro.
Yes. That would be it. I get real, like, I don't know. I get real hyped then.
Okay. What advice would you give someone wanting to consider the gastric sleeve? And you named a couple of things when we first started, as far as joining the group, doing your due diligence. And with anything, I think dealing with elective surgery, you should always do your due diligence, do your research, and don't just jump on it based on somebody else's experience. So what advice would you give to someone that was considering a gastric sleeve?
Know the reason why you're going to do it. And have it, know the reason why you're going to have the sleeve. And personally, do not have the sleeve just to lose some weight to look good in your clothes. I mean, we all want to look good in our clothes.
Right.
I get it. I want to look good because I want to look good. But if you do that, what's going to happen is you're going to lose that first 50 pounds, because 50 pounds is a lot, and you look a lot different 50 pounds lighter. And you're going to put that outfit on, and you're going to be like, man, I'm sick, kids. I don't know what. And
then I got to do nothing else.
I don't got to do nothing else. Then you just stick to that. Because I know a lot of sleep, but that get inboxes from a lot of sleep women, and they be like, I don't see how you still losing weight. How do you look? How did you lose all your weight? How did you do this? How you just? We had to sleep the same time, boo. We had to sleep the same year.
What's the difference? What's the tell them? Do you tell them what the difference is?
I do. I said I worked out and you did it. I continued to work out and you did it. And what I know this was already previous. It was a previous question. Or let me say this about the sleep. When it goes, in the whole journey, I had to basically reverse the sleeve. And I tell people that all the time. I really reversed the sleeve. Because, like I said, the sleeve restricts you from eating. But I knew, which was the knowledge part, because I learned that I was not going to be able to lose any more weight. I was going to lose weight, but it was going to be continued. It wasn't going to be fat. I wanted to lose fat. So to lose fat is a whole nother ball game. And that's what I wanted to do. So I had to learn to eat again. And it was a very hard process to force yourself to eat. It's a very hard process. People who suffer from, eating disorders.
Yeah.
It's just like that, because I had to learn to eat again. I had to force myself to eat food, and it was a process. But once I got it, I'm good. Like I said, my stomach is normal size, whether people believe it or not, unless you want to come eat with me one day, or we can go out and eat. We can go out to eat one day. I had to learn how to eat. So I want you to know what your goals is after the surgery. Have a plan of action for after the surgery. Know why you want to have the surgery. Just make it a lifelong journey. Don't make it just for a quick fix, because I will say this about the sleeve. It is a very, 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 very high percentage that if you have the sleeve, or even just the gadget sleeve, or either
The bypass.
You're going to go for what is called a dual, meaning you're going to get it again. Why? Because what happens is you're going to lose 60 pounds. Like I said, that's how they go. They're going to get to that 60 pounds in 6 months, and they're going to get stuck there. They might lose a couple of 10 pounds for the next 6 months, or they can get to that year and they done gained 40 pounds back that they lost from the first 60. Mm-hmm. So now they're spending more money going to have the surgery again. Mm-hmm. I see it all the time. I can't believe y'all having the surgery twice. Not that the surgery was painful, but it's a simple fact.
Why
you just didn't do right the first time? Like, so you think it's a game? That's why I say it's an expensive pill. It's an expensive tea, because just like the tea, we jump on the tea, we lose weight, then you gain it back. Mm-hmm. It's the same exact thing. It's just more expensive. And most times your insurance pay for it. So, I mean, that's it. It's just a bigger expense. That's all, to be honest. It's not lifelong, and the doctor will tell you it is not a lifelong thing for you. It's not going to last.
Lifestyle change. It's not something that you can keep doing over and over again. You made a lifestyle change.
Yes,
that's what you did after you had your gastric sleeve. Lifestyle change.
Yes, it was nothing but a jump start for me. It helped me with my jump start. It was a jump start. That's all I did. It was like I turned the key and it pressed the gas, and I've been going ever since. That's what happened.
Okay. So we're gonna come off the gastric sleeve, and I stalk pages, and I know you do too. So I don't feel bad. But I know that you do meal prep, and I gave you a shout out about the meal prep.
Thank you.
I want me some more egg rolls, by the way. So I see you provide meal prep services. What made you get into doing that?
The folks like you asked me. I be minding my own business. I'm minding my own business. That's what I do. But seriously, for real, that is really what happened. That's the same thing that really happened with personal training too, to be honest. But no, I would cook, do my, I did my own meal prep. I learned that meal prepping worked for me.
Right.
That's the only way I was able to stay afloat. I'm a workaholic. So I would go to work around the clock. And I realized I wasn't able to get, I wasn't eating the proper foods, or I was eating more junk food, or wasn't eating enough. Pretty much I wasn't eating, or wasn't just eating enough. So I sat down and I learned the meal prep. As a matter of fact, I didn't even meal prep at first. I paid Rakia Williams, who meals prep too. I used to buy her meal prep. Jalen Hubbard, I used his meal prep. And Big Slim, I used all three of them meal prep. And then I realized I can do it for my, I could do it because I actually just needed to find the time. And two, I had changed my diet. Mm-hmm. And I am big on plant-based diet. I need to know exactly what I'm putting in my body. Mm-hmm. Unless you're plant-based, I'm sorry, don't.
Trust it. Might try and sneak some milk in there.
Yeah, because you ran out or something. I don't know. I'm just funny. I'm just real, real funny about when it comes to food. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's the real reason why I started meal prepping on my own. I wanted to know. And they always say you should want to know what's going on in your body. And so that's what I did. And then I wanted having other people say, can you meal prep for me? Can you meal prep for me? I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work, but I did, and it wasn't nothing big, and I still don't even consider it big now, but it'll be here and there, you know, however people money would be, and then, like, it's become more regular now for me, I say that. Okay. It's not my major thing, but it's more regular now.
It's a, what do you call it, a supplement to what you do as a personal trainer.
Yes, that's how I try to implement it now. I offer it, on the side because I do meal prep for people who do not work out for me, mm-hmm. who do not work out with me. I do. I honestly do. Actually, I probably meal prep for more people who don't work out with me than do because, some people either don't work out and they just want, they just like the healthier diet to keep them on track. Mm-hmm. And then I got some people who, they work out with somebody. But their person doesn't offer a meal plan or nothing, so that's what they need. And they say it has helped, and they like the incorporation because I base it off of your goals and your macronutrients, and whether you're in keto, vegan, you eat regular food. Because that was another thing. Like, do you cook regular food? Yes, I cook regular food. You do not have to eat vegan food, people.
Right.
I'm going to feed you what you want to eat, based off your diet.
Okay.
So, yes.
All right. So we're going to close out with the signature questions concerning health, nutrition, and fitness. It's the Health, Nutrition, and Fitness Trio. Since you began your journey, how has your health improved?
Energy. I have a lot of energy. I've never been a sick person, even when I was overweight. That's the one thing the doctor said. They was like, you're really healthy to be 332. Like, you've never been on medication? You've never had high blood pressure? No, I haven't. Because I don't think my diet was never bad. I just chose bad foods. Like, I didn't eat pork and beef and stuff like that causes a lot of problems with your health. It was more so I'm a potato chip, rice, and
bread
person. Bread person, that's what we're going to eat.
Okay.
So now I have a lot of energy. I got great endurance. I don't worry about getting sinus infections and headaches. I used to suffer from migraines. I did. Mm-hmm. I do not suffer from migraines. They said it was going to go away, and praise God, they went away. When I first got the sleeve, one of the things I did, I went and seen another doctor because I was on migraine medicine. I was on three different migraine medicines because they was horrible. And then they said once the weight come off, they both, mm-hmm. the sleeve doctor and the other doctor both said that it would go away, and I blessed, they are gone.
Okay.
So yeah.
What is your favorite healthy meal? No, I'm not gonna ask you what's your favorite healthy meal, because you plant based. What is your favorite not healthy bad meal? What is your favorite bad meal? Like what is a cheat meal for you?
Ain't no cheat meal. you don't understand, I'm greedy. I ain't gonna say it's a cheat meal, but I will go drive and eat some cookies and a cinnamon bun from this place called Cinnaholic.
Okay, I didn't hear you talk about it.
I'm gonna get two Cinnabuns, and they're real big. I'm gonna get four cookies, okay? And they about their big too. And I'm gonna put all these great toppings on them. And I'm gonna sell Cinnamon, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I get so much. But guarantee, I'm gonna eat all of it that week, okay? But I'm gonna work probably like two times hard every single day.
Extra.
So I don't pay nothing. But I'm gonna eat every last bit of it.
You don't share with London?
Oh, heck no. I will screenshot a text to you that I just told these folks. Don't ask for no food when we go out to eat. Get your own food. They want me to go to a vegan restaurant. I said, listen, don't ask me for my food and make sure you got money. For one, it's not cheap. But two, I'm not sharing.
No, you can't. No, you can't taste it. No,
you should have ordered your own. No, London knows. I asked London, London gets her own soda, but no, you can't taste mine. You should order this kind. you want a strawberry, you eat your strawberry.
Don't ask me.
I don't do it often. So when I do it, it's mine. I want every last drop of it.
Right.
Pretty much.
Okay. What fitness routine exercise do you enjoy the most? Now, I know you like to lift. So if lifting is one of your favorite exercises, what lifting and what strength training exercise do you like the most? I know you build on the booty, so is it squats?
So to build your booty is actually not squats. Mm-hmm. So squats is not it. My favorite exercise, anything that causes me pain.
I get it. Anything where you saying, oh shit.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's what I want to do.
You're still doing it.
Yeah. And that's what it is. Like, this would have happened. I'll do a new exercise and I'll be like, damn, that shit hurt. I'm definitely gonna do this one three more times this week. That's how it is. But I don't, right now, this month I'll say, I've been trying to incorporate a lot of high endurance exercises, full body, to help with losing my waist. So right now I'm enjoying the kettlebell. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm enjoying the kettlebell a lot. I'm trying to incorporate a lot of new kettlebell exercises.
Okay. All right then. All right. So we have come to a conclusion for the interview. I want you to tell our listeners where they can connect with you on social media, on your website. So if they're interested in any personal training sessions or your meal prep, how they can reach out to you.
So you can follow me on Facebook, Natalia Harvey, on my Facebook page, natty.com. Instagram, natty.com. One, Snapchat, natty.com. Everybody's natty.com. See my life. You can go back as far as the beginning and see where I started and where I've come to thus far. Because we're not finished yet.
We're not finished. Yes. All right. Thank you guys for joining us on Journeys in Health, Nutrition, and Fitness. We will see you on the next. Join us for our next episode of Journeys in Health, Nutrition, and Fitness with special guest Ashley Oliver. Ashley is a Columbus resident who lost 315 pounds through diet and exercise alone.
We will talk to Ashley about her experiences and how she continues to succeed on her journey in health, nutrition, and fitness.